Now, Sam Maranto is with us, and also Mr. Don Wilkinson is with us. Don has been a witness to some UFO sightings. We're going to bring him in now because he lives in the greater Chicago area. Hello, Don. How are you?
Fine, George. How are you this evening?
Good, good. Now, tell us a little bit about the sighting that you had, the Tinley Park sighting, and how similar it may or may not be to this particular case over O'Hare. Then we're going to go to some Chicago phone calls.
Okay, well, on the evening of September 30th, and again, there were actually two events that evening. Also, later in the morning on October 1st, it was a warm October and late September evening, and I was going outside to my car to go pick up something at the store, and when I noticed, looking out my window, that there were some bright red lights, you know, in the sky, I stopped and looked and got out of my car and brought my wife and my daughter outside and called a neighbor on my cell phone. And what we watched with the first event, we put some of it on video, and it basically was a couple of bright red lights that may have slowly blinked, were moving very slowly across the sky. The total event probably lasted at least 10 to 11 minutes and didn't completely cross the sky. It was going from a west-southwest direction to a, you know, east-southeast. And I got about 3 or 4 minutes of that event. The second event, which happened later, my son was sitting outside and had called me and said, "You won't believe this, but the lights are back." He had a campfire going on in his yard. He lives about 4 blocks away, and was sitting outside with friends. So I ran outside that time. I had my camera ready, and we were just sitting around. I was trying to fast blast your show. So,
isn't it safe to assume here, Don, that whatever you saw and your family saw, right, and what's been going on around O'Hare, and even though Sam was saying the objects seem to be different, they might be related somehow. What do you think?
Well, definitely they, you know, I don't know about the O'Hare because I didn't witness that. I've never seen a UFO before, but this was something that was unlike airplanes. I grew up around Midway Airport. I live 12 miles away now, and I've been watching planes my whole life, and this was not an airplane, a helicopter, or anything that you've ever seen before in the sky. My whole life, I wish I would have seen a UFO, and, you know, I've been all across the country and never seen a thing. And then this one night, it happens where I see something in the sky that is, as Mr. Maranta said, very large and very high in the sky, and later went very high as it was leaving the second time around, and very quickly. And there was the appearance of some of these smaller lights maybe leaving and then coming back to the craft, too. So it was quite unusual, and I have about 14 minutes of video on that I took that evening, and a number of neighbors and my son and some other people that were involved. So,
You know, I envy you, Don. I've never seen anything that I could really categorize as a UFO, and I would just love it one day to be able to do that.
Yeah, I've kind of been like that my whole life and figured, you know, well, am I a believer, am I not a believer? I've always been a bit of a skeptic, and, of course, I don't know what this was, but whether it was, you know, as you say, a craft that possibly we may have back-engineered, or whether this is something that was extraterrestrial, I really don't know. There have been many sightings over the years in this area and, you know, prior to this, too. But it was quite unusual, and I've never seen anything like it in my life. And it was obviously something very exciting, and I guess I feel fortunate to have seen something like this anyway. You know?
Now, you've shown the tape to MUFON. What do they say about it?
Well, Sam came to my house and watched the video, and he had some similar videos that other people had also shot from the Tinley Park area. We're just a little bit south of there, or east of there, but he said that it was, you know, with the same object. There's pictures in the newspaper of these triangular-shaped craft in our local Southtown newspaper. It's owned by Hollinger, which is, you know, owns the Sun-Times. It's a large newspaper corporation. So, you know, I mean, this isn't something that just a few people have seen. It's been seen by hundreds of people throughout the area, and many that evening. So,
All right, Don, thanks for sharing your story with us. Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast.
Thank you, George.
That's an eyewitness. So Sam, in witnesses like Don keep cropping up, don't they?
Absolutely. In fact, what's most interesting is it was after the first event, the first sighting, it was a mountain of people coming forward, then a trickle. But in each and every day, I would receive an email, a call. But for a period of 3 months, all I was able to do day and night was answer the phone, return phone calls, and meet people.